And welcome to our show, Geeks Wired Podcast, where we talk about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. And I'm your host, Bill, and our co-host slash additional host. I like additional host.
Additional host? What are you talking about?
Yes, you're the additional host. You're also a host.
Oh, okay. That'll work.
Is Anthony.
Yeah, that's me.
Yay.
Hello.
Hi. So you can contact us by emailing us at geekswired@gmail.com or give us a voicemail or a text message at 801-896-GEEK. That's also 801-896-4335. We will answer your messages on the podcast if you want us to. Or we can just, we can play your voice if you're up for it, or we can just say what you wrote and answer your questions for you, or just chat. Just say hi. We like that too. And you also can support us by going to patreon.com/geekswired, where you can get access to the podcast early and the Geeks Are Wireless episodes. So, yes.
Indeed.
Indubitably.
All right. Are we going to just talk about the stuff that's in order?
Sure.
All right, cool. I guess we'll talk about the QR code thing that Apple might have for payments.
Which is nice.
I don't know too much about this other than that it's a thing. I think what this might be useful for is like if you have just a flat rate thing or like for donations or something, I think it would have a, maybe I should have read this first, but because like if you know what the cost is already, then you don't need a digital thing. A QR code would work actually just fine.
So this is interesting that they are looking into this at this moment, because there is a lot of places that are starting to build in the touch-free setup. And PayPal, okay, so PayPal has something built in where currently, and they've had for a long time, where you scan, like you have your PayPal account and you're like, okay, I can accept payments or I can make payments. When you, instead of somebody sending you, because you can just get somebody's email and be like, all right, here's my email, mm-hmm. just send it to me. Or you can create a QR code and you set that there. So if you're like a vendor, like a farmer's market or anything like that, they pull up their receive payment QR code.
Oh, that way.
Yeah, okay. And you can just scan it. Then there is pay. Obviously, Google Pay and Apple Pay have the NFC.
Yeah, but so if it's just the QR code, like the thing you mentioned with the farmer's market, you still have to put in how much money you want to pay, right?
They put in how much. Well, wait. Maybe I did put in.
Because I like if it's just a static QR code and it's not the same like flat price every time, there would be no way for you to know the price.
True.
Yeah, so.
All right. So that's where the other stuff comes in. So Walmart has had for a while through their Walmart app that you scan their kiosk or their whatever else, mm-hmm. whether it's on the credit card reader, whether it's on the screen when you're using self-checkout. The old way, pre-modern times, was you would scan at any point and it would just hold on to it. And then you say, I'm done. And then it's done. You know, it just kicks it to your phone, calls it done. Modern times, you have to wait till the end, especially if you're doing self-checkout, because there's the touch-free checkout. I take out my phone and I scan, and these are QR codes. I scan the QR code and it pays and it stops, or it ends the transaction right then and there, and you get your receipt. You don't have to touch the screen at all. Kroger just started their hands-free payment.
Interesting.
Theirs creates a QR code on your phone, which you scan on their devices.
So it's opposite.
Yes. and it's not hands-free. It's not touch-free. I shouldn't say hands-free. It's not touch-free. I have to touch the... If I'm doing self-checkout, I have to touch the... At the bare minimum. Bare minimum. Well, that's because like Walmart's is great because I receive the receipt in my phone. Mm. And I can even have a digital receipt that I can print out if I want to look at. PayPal, obviously, Google and Apple, obviously, they send you emails, they get you notifications, that's all there. Fred Meyer's, they still print out a receipt. Or not Fred Meyer's, Kroger. Sorry. We have ours is a Fred Meyer's. We have a couple of them though. All right, Kroger, it still prints out a receipt. And it's still so self-checkout, I at the minimum have to press pay with mobile.
So just once.
That's bare minimum. So I have to touch to pay with mobile. And that's when it comes up, like when I'm done. Actually, no, I touched twice. I forgot. I have to say pay now. So when I'm done scanning all my products, I have to click the pay now button. And then I have to click my payment option. And if you can scan your phone right off the bat. And it gets your Kroger account loaded up and your payment method. And it's like, thanks for loading your account. Thanks for loading your payment method. Literally says, you've got these things. Thanks. Continue on. Go on. I have to press pay now and I have to press the mobile, even though I've told it I'm going to pay with mobile. And then I have to get my receipt. So I have to touch three things with all this. This is not touch free. If I do it through, if I have somebody else do my checkout, it's quite a bit better most of the time. The other person touches all my stuff and they put it in a bag for me.
Yeah.
And then they scan my thing at any point. Again, at any point. So, you know, especially sometimes begin like, oh, do you have your Kroger card? Do you have your alternative phone number that I can put in, which you can type in on the card reader? Mm-hmm. Or again, or if you have your card, you can have them scan it. Or if you have the app, and the app's always had the Kroger card information in it, have them scan it. This is, they scan it, payment method. And with both, or with all these options, you can go, this is what I'm paying from. So like Walmart and Kroger, you set up your cards in here. And you go, pay from this card. I wish there was a little bit better for all these, because you can also pay with your FSA or HSA cards with your medication if you get it. And which means you need to pay attention to which card you're using. Like you really need to pay attention to which card you're using. But so back on Apple's, mm-hmm, with the IR code. QR code. I'm like, wait, that doesn't sound right. QR code.
Yeah.
With the QR code, it reminds me of, honestly, Walmart's with the QR code. So if the QR code is not static, then it's just like Walmart's. If the QR code is static, it's similar. It's it would be similar to, I would have the key, or so if, so they're saying that the iPhone camera will point, you'll use your phone to point at the QR code. So
yeah,
to pay things, which is kind of like PayPal's, but again, you have to agree to what you're going to pay.
Yeah. And that's why, like, I don't know. I'm not, they must have it to where, like, this must be intended for screens, I would think. Like the screen, like there's a screen that generates the QR code.
Mm-hmm.
Just because.
Kind of like Walmart's.
Yeah, just because if it was a stat, like, you printed this out, the only time printing it out would work is if it was, like I said, like a preset thing. Like, everything you're purchasing from this person is this amount, or they pull up a thing, like a booklet or whatever, mm-hmm, and then just show you the one. Which would also make sense, too, but I don't think, I'm pretty sure they'll do what, probably a similar thing to what Walmart has. It's just a... all the information is embedded in there, like it's dynamically generated.
Yeah.
Because that's, one, that's the easiest way. That's the most seamless way. You don't have to fight, like the person paying doesn't have to fight with the person taking the money and was like, no, you didn't give me all the money, or like they have no way of verifying it,
mm-hmm,
until they get the receipt.
Yeah.
Which isn't always, maybe with Apple it'd be instantaneous, but with other stuff it might not be instantaneous.
Yeah.
Like you just might have to take their word for it.
Well, see, in Walmart, I get the receipt instantaneously. Obviously, Kroger, you get a physical receipt. Mm-hmm. PayPal, I get the notifications. Everything pops up right then, right there. Google at least does. I'd expect Apple to be the same. So you go, oh, I didn't pay the total amount.
But I guess they're probably doing this because I guess not a lot of places have NFC readers. I don't know. Like, every place I've been to has pretty much had Apple Pay. Nearly.
Or Google Pay and all that. And yeah. Almost, yeah, right, almost all of them do. I am extremely disappointed. Actually, so back on that, Walmart and Kroger do not.
Yeah.
And the fact that they made Walmart, I was disappointed initially because they did it back when it just seemed like they just didn't want to do it. Kroger, it makes sense because they never initiated it. They never got going. And this is their answer for it. Makes sense because they need it. They needed it yesterday, so they kind of found the fastest way to do it.
I don't know. I still think it would have been like the nice thing about having Apple Pay or Android Pay is that it's consistent. You know how it works. You don't have to have another app for it.
True, and that part does kind of suck. Which,
like with, if you shop at Walmart or Kroger a lot, fine, makes sense.
Mm.
Just because. The benefits you get with the Walmart app, at least, is that you get your orders are all tracked, so you know what you bought, when you bought it, and for someone like me who forgets when they buy stuff, it's perfect because then you can just know that when you bought it or whatever. But I don't. Does Kroger keep track of stuff like that? Because if they don't, that'd be kind of weird. And
it is weird. They don't. Sure, they could possibly look it up through your account. Because that's the thing. Going to Lowe's and Home Depot, if you have an account with them, they can look up your information through your account, your phone number, anything like that. So everything is tied to it. Kroger does. But it's the same thing. You have to walk in and you have to give your Kroger card or you have to give your phone number and they can look through your history. But they look through your history, not you.
So is it the Kroger or the Fred Meyer app or both?
This is even better. So Walmart at least stopped getting a billion different apps for doing anything. Because the Walmart was even getting so bad. They're like, you want to order online? You need to download the order online app. You want to pay for stuff in store? You have to do it. Right now, it is kind of a weird setup. We'll open up the app. They do break it down by online.
It did annoy me when they first did that because I opened up the app and was like, which would you want to do? And that gives you two options. And I get it now, but it was kind of off-putting at first.
Oh, no. I get what I need to click. I think it's wrong.
Yeah. No, I'd agree with that, too. Like, the presentation isn't great.
Because there's the pickup option, and then there's the Walmart.com option.
Is it like that?
It is. Those are the two options, pickup or Walmart.com, which means... Hey, if I want to pick up, that means I must want that means I'm in store, right? No, that's the wrong option. The option you want, if you're in store to use Walmart Pay or anything like that, is the Walmart.com option. I use it right now, but I think it is wrong.
So pickup and delivery is literally like you're ordering stuff and then you're coming to go pick it up or it gets delivered to you.
Correct. And the Walmart.com, which means... it's delivered to you, or you're in the store physically.
Yeah, they should have a third option.
I think the third option
would probably go to the Walmart.com anyways. Just
I think Walmart.com should be under pickup and delivery.
Well, I don't know. At the same time, I've gone to the Walmart.com app just to figure out where stuff is in the store before.
That should be... its own option. Walmart.com should be under the pickup and delivery, and then the other one should be you're in the frickin' store.
But if they didn't want to do that, then at the very least, they could have a third option, was like in store, pickup and delivery, or Walmart.com.
Which they do mesh.
Or actually, pickup and delivery should probably just be groceries, because that's basically all you can get from there. Like you can get other stuff. Can you get all of it?
You can get all of it. Yeah, I was looking at weights.
Well, because I was looking at, whenever I ordered stuff, I put a bunch of stuff in my cart, and then they were thinking it was going to be pickup, and then when I went on delivery, they won't deliver everything that you put in your cart.
Okay, that's something stuff, else that's stupid. Which is annoying. That means that pickup and delivery is not as pickup or delivery, and they're not smart with that then.
But at least they have something, so I'll give them that.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, for some reason, the Fred Meyer here won't deliver, even though they deliver to basically anywhere else in the country.
Yeah.
It's like here and Boise, I think, is the other one.
So that's, okay, that's where, I forgot, that's where we're going with this. So Walmart has consolidated their app.
Mm-hmm.
Kroger has not. And they, I don't know why, they really want to keep their stores identified as, like, if you get Smith's coupons, you can't use them at Fred Meyer's.
Honestly,
or vice versa.
It may not even be them. Like, it could just, like, because Fred Meyer and Smith's may have, like, so much, like, autonomy. Not autonomy? Yeah, autonomy, that they may not let them combine it together like that.
I could see some of that. I could see where the idea, because they're not the same prices. You can find different prices for the exact same items through the different stores. Found that many times. But that also is resolved. Like, that Walmart resolves that. Two different Walmarts don't always carry the same, have the same prices, depending on where they're located.
Yeah.
So you just go, based on my location or based on my store I'm shopping at, this is how much my products are going to cost. That should be what they should deal with. And the coupons are also kind of stupid, but fine, because you have different prices, whatever. The free stuff, because they used to do free Fridays pre-modern times.
Yeah.
They used to do, and they still do some various other discounts and items. If you load a coupon on any of the Kroger places, to get a free item, to get a discount item, get the digital coupons, not the physical coupons. You load the digital coupons to get free items or digital items. That is across Kroger's board, all of them. If you go to Kroger's, to Kroger.com, FredMeyer.com, Smith's.com, whatever, the three dozen stores that they own, go to any of them, it's the same Kroger username and password to log in, and you have the same digital coupons.
Interesting.
Well, okay, no, I should rephrase that last one. You don't always have the same digital coupons, but once you load them, they're loaded into your cart. I, and this is a common thing, have gone to Kroger.com, got their free item that is not available at FredMeyer.com, and then I go to Fred Meyer's and then I scan it and I get my free item.
Interesting. That's weird.
I know. So that's why I'm more annoyed that they have so many apps. They have an app for each individual type of store that Kroger owns, when one app would just take care of it. Though they may be also trying to not let people be confused, because...
Yeah, that would... I could see that. Just because, like, I, for the longest time, I didn't know that Smith's and Fred Meyer were associated.
Well, I knew that they were when... Because we used to have two Smith's in within the area.
Yeah. So I could see that being confusing. Like, I just thought that they both just carried Kroger stuff. Because that happens too, like certain... Walmart and Fred Meyer would, they have like chips, like Lay's chips or Doritos, like they carry that brand. So I just thought that Kroger was just a brand that they carried.
Which, yeah,
it is, but it's because they're owned by Kroger. There's also a lot of different food chains under Kroger that I didn't know about.
Kroger is the world's largest grocery chain. Walmart is the world's largest general store.
Supermarket. Yeah, there's also, I don't know if there's that many of them left, but Walmart does have these little, like, weird shops where it's like, I think they call it a neighborhood or something like that. I think there's one down in Ogden, or at least there used to be, but it's just groceries. Like, it's not even just like a normal Walmart, like before Supercenters were a thing. It's even like less than that.
Well, actually, Walmart owns, well, I guess they own companies is what they were saying.
So like Kroger?
Well, they own like Voodoo. And obviously, you know, Sam's Club.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I'm like, meh.
Because that's their answer to Costco. Or maybe Costco is the answer to Sam's Club. I'm not sure. But they're the same thing, basically.
No, Walmart just owns a bunch of random companies.
Yeah, because isn't Voodoo like a cologne company?
No, it's a digital videos.
Oh, movies. That's right. Okay.
That's why if you can buy a DVD or Blu-ray or 4K or whatever movie with at Walmart and have it instantly load to your Voodoo account. What's great about Voodoo is if you have it connected to everything, that means it's instantly on your Amazon, on your Google, on your Apple, on your Amazon account as well.
So this is a whole nother can of worms, but I kind of wonder, like, because they have agreements right now to handle all that. What happens if they ever decide to break those agreements? Are the licenses set up to where you get to keep those on your account, or?
Okay, there are companies that have gone out of business. I forget, Voodoo, I think, purchased somebody or ended up putting somebody out of business, or maybe both. But you had to make sure, there was one that was shutting down. Yeah, I think there's one that was shutting down. You had to make sure that everything was linked up to your other accounts. And
no, that makes sense. What I'm more getting at is,
yes, you get to keep your digital goods, your digital movies stick around. They've all made agreements with each other that once it's there, it's there.
Okay. Because I was just wondering, because since you bought it from Voodoo,
mm-hmm.
and even if it got linked up to your Amazon, like if they, for some reason, Voodoo, whether Voodoo themselves or the movie company that owned that movie decided to not allow.
That's a different story.
Because that's what I was wondering.
Okay. Because Amazon has run into that with books and music rights. And I think actually Google has too. I actually have something on Google with Google Music. I forgot. That has finally happened. But we'll get back to that. So whoever owns the rights can, and this more happens with books. So Amazon has to deal with this a lot, is whoever owns the rights to the books, they can go, we actually don't want it in digital. And Amazon has had to refund and yank books off of their e-readers and out of people's accounts.
Okay, they're refunding it.
They are refunding, yes. So,
not great, but also not bad.
Well, that also means that Amazon gets to pull the money back from those people going, like, all right, you said no digital? Mm-hmm. Well, you owe us 99 cents for 10 million people.
If not more.
Yeah.
So, like, which companies have done that?
I want to say 1984, but I'm not sure if that's the right one. Like, the book. I feel like there was a hiccup with that, and there was a glitch that it was, or somebody pulled copyright. Tolkien company or family might have pulled something.
Which is interesting, because now, like, all those Lord of the Rings books, I think you can get on Kindle for free. At least I have them for free.
Are they? Well, so that's the other thing that's interesting about the Lord of the Rings is the Tolkien family still owns the rights, but has he been dead long enough for it to fall into the Creative Commons?
No, because I think it's 70 years after death now.
I think so. I think Disney has made sure of that, which is also interesting.
It might be close. When did he die?
I don't know.
Because, yeah, Disney's is, like, there's a lot, like, their first stuff's going to go out of copyright in a couple of years, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And also with that is...
Orwell was the book, by the way.
It was?
1984, yeah.
All right. I felt like it was that, but I also felt like there was a big old riot about that book being pulled. And I admit, of all the books to pull, that is definitely not the book that's going to be pulled quietly.
No. And it's not even like, wasn't even Amazon's fault.
So he died in 73. This is nowhere close to loss of copyright on that.
No. But enough people, like, it's one of the most iconic books, so it's just going to be around forever.
Yeah. So, I forget where we were going with these.
Books.
Well, there's the books that could hold. Okay, I guess with the movies, they could technically be pulled because of ownership rights. Who technically owns it, especially older movies, that the digital rights are still being fought over.
Yeah, so that's one big thing I'm worried about with just digital stuff.
Yes.
Like, I like the idea of it, and it's nice just to have access to it, but especially where they can just, like, what Amazon's done.
Yeah, Amazon could go out of business.
Well, not even that. Like, they can just, like, a contract falls through with something they had access to.
Yeah.
And as part of that contract, it says you don't get, like, even the people who bought this don't have it anymore.
Mm.
And what do you do at that point? Like, at least with the Kindle stuff, they pay you back at least, but that's still not...
Well, Amazon would...
Great, because you may not... There may not be another way to get it.
Yes, that is always the stupid thing, too.
Because that happens.
I'm finding more and more shows and movies that I like. And I signed up for Peacock, so I thought I had access to more things. No, there's more things that I'm finding out I just cannot get easily.
Mm-hmm. Not without. Either finding
clandestine.
Well, there's that, or you can, like, secondhand, like eBay or something, but you're usually paying exorbitant prices at that point.
And also paying to get it on something that I don't actually have the ability to watch it. VHS.
Oh. Like, there hasn't been a new release of that since then?
Certain things.
Jeez. So, yeah, clandestine.
Yeah.
You could, at the very least, buy that and then get it.
True. Like,
that's great at that point, but at least you have a physical.
I own a copy, therefore I should be allowed to have a digital copy of it.
Well, there's that, but it's the way you got it. It's the gray area.
Yeah.
But... Yeah, that's just what I'm most worried about. And if we can ever get to a point where if you ever have owned it digitally, you just have access to it. Like, maybe some kind of not archive, but I'm going to use the word the cloud here. I know that's not correct, but, well, it is in this case, but I'm using it because it's a buzzword. Anyways, what I mean by this is, like, if you buy, like, Lord of the... Two Towers from Lord of the Rings or something, or The Hobbit.
Yeah.
And when you buy anything, like, digitally, it will, like, they all have access to this one source repository.
Mm-hmm.
And even if this company goes out of business or they lose the rights for whatever reason, since it's all been in this, like, since it's been put in this central repository, you can always get it.
Yeah.
And maybe that central repository is... Like, some people are going to get mad about this, but government-owned or something. Or, at the very least, it's...
Some type of federal regulations. Internet regulation.
Yeah, some type of, like, regulatory body is over it, or, like, it's an open-source repository or something, where, like, it's supported by multiple companies.
Mm-hmm.
At the very least. And then maybe... At that point, that might be as good as we're going to get, probably.
And there was a company who did go out of business who ended up being supported. They had a bunch of really, really old stuff that hadn't... Kind of like a Gutenberg style of... But people had supported and purchased and done stuff. And they were going to go out of business and shut their doors, which meant... And the only way to get to these was through the digital goods. There wasn't really a download option. You know, if you download it, you had to have their player. It was specialty stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, if you want to watch Amazon movies, you must have an Amazon player app. Yep. So this company is going to close down, which meant there goes all of your stuff you have paid for or acquired for free, legally.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot, and they had a large... They apparently were one of the largest movie databases, and they got supported so they could continue but be closed.
How's that going to work?
I am not sure. I didn't get into them.
Money's going to dry up at some point.
I think it was like Amazon or Google or Apple that ended up doing most of the funding behind it. So maybe it's stored in their servers instead. So it's not being, it's not, so in other words, they get to support it and they get to support the players, well, the player shifted around, but then you're using, and that could be a thing. Like if you, especially if it's Google or Amazon, you're now using the Amazon or Google player, which means you have access to their movies now.
So I could see that being a good thing to begin with.
Yeah.
I just wonder how long they'd keep on to it, or maybe at some point, I don't know, maybe if they did incorporate into their players, they basically just got rights to it all.
Yeah.
The rights just transferred, which would be a better situation than what just owning, like just incorporating the servers would be. But.
So it reminds me about shifting things.
Oh, your
Google Music.
Okay, so I don't know. This is comical to me because how long has Google or YouTube Music been out now?
Oh, it's been stupidly long.
And they wanted to transfer Google Play Music over in like a couple of months from it being released, and it's been like what, 2 years now, if not more.
Oh, it's been so long.
And they finally have this feature.
I don't even have
which I'm not transferring, by the way.
Did you get the button?
No, I got a notification that says I could press it, though.
I pressed it. I was, because I didn't want, I did not want to.
I'm not pressing it because my algorithm on my Google Play Music is so out of date at this point. If I were to transfer that stuff over, it would completely mess up my YouTube Music.
So I pressed it. I might still be in my playlist. That might be my thing. It doesn't, I haven't noticed any issues yet, at least.
When's the last time you used YouTube or Google Play Music?
Google Play Music? It's probably been actually like a year or two. Mm. Like, it, but that's honestly my, come on, TikTok has, my trends have changed on TikTok over the last year. It does not take, actually even over the last couple of months, it does not take long for my trends to actually change. I think YouTube Music is even, my trends have changed. I, on a weekly basis actually, depending on how I feel.
Interesting.
Sometimes, maybe most, monthly.
Most of mine, like, it's either Nightcore.
Yeah.
Or some kind of instrumental music or electrical music or sometimes synthwave or... Okay, it does change, but it doesn't change as much as yours does.
Yeah.
Like, usually...
I'm all over the board. That's why. They confuse... I confuse them a lot.
What usually ends up happening to me is they'll have, like... Because it'll say, like, recommended to listen to or something like that or for your afternoon or something like that. It's usually... They have, like, four to five things on there, and it's usually this category... The other category I listen to, the other category I listen to, or the other category I listen to. And then my Google Play Music, like whenever I was listening to it, like I'm still listening to it, quote unquote.
Yeah.
But that's just because of my assistant.
Ah.
Because
you know you can still change that, right?
Oh, I know that.
I finally did because I got tired of saying play YouTube Music because I wanted a song that was newer than 7 months now. Hasn't that been shut down then?
So I haven't changed it yet just because... That, like, Play Music gives me enough variety to where, because it doesn't play the same thing every time usually.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it really depends on the day. Like, on the weekends, I've noticed it plays usually.
See, your algorithm's not out of date.
It's not. So, here's the thing. For the 20 or 30 minutes I listen to it while I'm in the bathroom, like, showering or whatever, it's fine. Any more than that, like, a lot of the stuff it picks up, I could not deal with any longer than that. Because, like, it's... It's the thing where you it's nice to listen to for about like 10, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And then you're done with it. Like, because it'll pick up instrumental music, like straight on like soundtracks for movies or something.
Yeah.
Because forever ago, I used to listen to those.
Oh.
And every once in a while, it's great. Or it'll pick up like this basically rave music sometimes it'll play.
Yeah.
Which, again, for 10 minutes is fine. After that, just the constant ints, ints, ints just gets old.
You don't like the instance.
I don't like being reminded of Devil May Cry or Devil Cry Baby or whatever
Devil,
it's called.
Oh yeah, Devil Man Cry Baby.
Yeah, Devil. I don't like being reminded of that.
You don't like your whoop whoops?
No, whoop whoops are fine. I don't like being reminded. By the way, if you're, that's an anime. If anybody's wondering, and it's rated M.
For very legit reasons.
Yeah. So. Watch the first episode, maybe if you want to, but the last 10 minutes are just nuts.
Yeah.
So you've been warned. But you press the button?
I press the button. So everything's rolled in. I haven't really noticed much change, really. And I have gotten, like, you know, based on new music or what's the other buttons that it has? Discover music, new music, new release.
How long did it take to transfer?
I walked away. You know, it was like, oh, it could take up to a couple hours. Yeah, I had other things to do. I think I opened up the app like a day later and it was like, it's been done. I'm like, okay.
It's interesting to me that it would take a couple hours. Like, I don't feel like it should have taken that long.
I know. So because I started that transfer previously. Unless they're anticipating
a huge, heavy, like, input, and that might be why, but sorry.
Well, no, it's all right. Well, and also where other people have gotten that button prior to me having it, even though I've also been talking about it for so long, but then I've also uploaded music to it, mm-hmm. like the old, old way to do it. So this is interesting. Yeah. But it doesn't look like I'm just jumping through things, and it doesn't look like it really has messed with my algorithm at all.
Interesting.
But it might also be like, oh, you haven't listened to YouTube or to Google Play Music for a while.
Mm-hmm. So I do wonder, an opinion from you. Which interface do you like more?
I'm trying to remember what Google Play. I hated the current YouTube Music layout when it first came around.
I still don't like it.
I think I've gotten used to it. And
so have I, but
I have figured it out.
I don't know. I just think, like, whenever Google Play Music started saying that they were going to shut it off, I started searching around for another program, like service, just because I didn't like YouTube Music's interface. Mm-hmm. Still don't. It's okay. It does okay, but
maybe that's why I'm at.
The Play Music was just so much more set up, and the closest thing I think I've come to is Spotify, and it's still like,
it's not quite.
I still don't like it as much. And the only other interface I can get even close to liking is Pandora's, and that's just because it's so simple. Because it's just, unless you pay for like the Uber premium stuff,
yeah,
it's just radio and podcasts now. But and also Spotify's algorithm is interesting for me. Like, I ruin it sometimes.
So I think Spotify annoyed me back when they had a lot of integration with Facebook, and they were like, oh, so and so's listening to such and such on Spotify, which it really, really turned me off from it.
Oh, I actually liked that at that point. Like, I wouldn't like it now. And I didn't have Spotify back then. But yeah.
I hated seeing it on Facebook. I didn't have Spotify. I think I got one finally. Wasn't happy with it because I didn't spend any time really like getting it set up, which meant, well, I walked away and it was not for me at the time. Mm-hmm. And I think the bad taste in my mouth from like seeing so many on my Facebook feed, like so-and-so's listening to, you should too. I'm like, I don't need advertisements on my Facebook page of what my friends are listening to.
Oh, I didn't notice that part.
And I didn't like it, and yeah, so that's why I never really walked back into it. And even when I get free stuff through T-Mobile or Google or whoever to like free, or even Amazon to get, listen, you know, get 3 months premium for free, I'm like, eh.
I think I'm still on my 3 months, either that or it's just charged me and I haven't noticed, but I don't know. It's okay. Like, the biggest feature I like about it is that, like, the downside is you can't listen to it more than on one device, which a lot of the device, like, a lot of the services are like that. I know with YouTube Music, it's hit or miss. Like, it'll sometimes pick up that you're listening to it multiple times, and it'll tell you, hey, you can only do this on one device.
You can do five main devices connected at one time.
Maybe on your plan, because you have the family plan or whatever. I don't know. On mine, like...
No, that's per account. That's for your account. That's for your Google account.
All I know is that whenever I'm listening on my phone, uh-huh. and if I go back to my computer, it'll say switch or pause. It does come up. Not all the time.
I've actually listened through the app on my computer and my phone and my tablet, like, bounce between them. Yeah. I've like been like bouncing between.
So that's another thing that's nice about Spotify. So like, because it will only let you do it on one device, you can, like if you're listening on your phone and like you're at work or something, and so the phone is, you don't want to get it out, but you can load it up on your tab, on a tab or something. You can control what music is playing there, pause it, and next and whatnot.
That'd be kind of nice.
It is nice. And so that part's nice. And another thing is you can go from listening on your computer to listening on your phone for the most part. It's been kind of hicky up lately, but you can just pick it up and then start listening to exactly what you were listening to before.
Hmm.
Whereas YouTube Music is not like that.
No, you start all over fresh. Even if you're using the same playlist, and you know, it does not.
Sounds kind of like a weird nitpicky thing, but it's not.
I'm okay with it, but I do see the purpose for continuing the song you're currently on another device, or being controlled by another device. I'm okay. I would be okay with that.
So yeah. Yeah, this was Tangent City.
Oh yeah.
Like we talked about one thing, we didn't even talk about it that much.
Yeah. And I feel like wrapping things up.
So this has been Tangent City, the podcast.
Oh, that's a good episode name. You want to throw that on the title?
Yeah, go for it. Oh, I can too.
You can.
I'm just calling it Tangent City.
All right. That's totally good. So do you have any famous last words?
Apparently, I can't spell tangent.
I'll Google spell Bing check it.
I'll fix it.
All right.
Is that right now? That's how I spelled it the first time.
Well, good job then. So do you have any famous last words?
That was my famous last words, I guess. Oh, if you have an opinion and you actually want to like tell us about it, I'm curious what music services y'all listen to.
Email us.
Yeah, email us or
text us. Or
if you're on the Discords because you're a Patreon, you can also tell us that way.
I think about opening that up to just anybody.
So,
because, yeah, nobody really chatted on it.
If you do that, I would still also recommend having a room that's just for Patreons.
Okay.
But, I don't know, that's just me. Because that's how a lot of other Patreons do it.
I can see that.
Actually, anyways, that's fine. What are your famous last words?
So, Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
I think it smells like Henwin here.
Why?
Do you think it smells like Henwin here?
What is Henwin?
About 10 pounds.